for smaller government. He simply believes Republicans can preside over big government more effectively.
Okay.
But he is a great debater. He
can
is
I tell
brilliant.
You four things you
He's
might not
brilliant.
Know about him?
He is a master debater.
My
yes.
turn?
I don't know. Should we yeah. let him in? Okay.
Okay. When
no, let's save it for the break. Okay. We got to take a break here. And when we come back, JP will have his comment about Newt Gingrich. You'll hear all that there is to know, dirty and down, coming up.
Why is Sean laughing at me?
On Broadview.
The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Watch Channel 2 News this morning for the chance to win a new HD TV from Channel 2 and RC Willie. Each morning, news right now at the top and bottom of every hour gives you the day's news, weather, and traffic without taking a lot of your time. Watch Channel 2 News this morning and write down the keyword of the day. On Fridays during the contest, when asked, be the 22nd caller. Tell us the five correct keywords for the week and win a new HD TV from Channel 2 and RC Willie. Watch and win with Channel 2 News this morning. Coverage you can count on.
It's Ellen DeGeneres calling.
Ellen delivers hope.
We have a few surprises for you.
It's the season of giving, and Ellen's Swaggin' Wagon is crossing the country helping those in need.
It could be headed to you.
Every weekday on Ellen, you never know what funny can do.
I'm calling to tell you if you did not win our $10,000 prize package, you won our $20,000 prize package.
Ellen, you have changed my life.
Today at 4, only on Channel 2.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. We have swinged into our political part of this show on Broadview. And we were talking about Newt Gingrich, and we're all saying it's kind of fancy footwork that he's doing right now. But after all, the 68-year-old former U.S. representative from Georgia has been a reoccurring character on the American political stage since 1974. Talk about a career politician.
That's right. So how can he say there's us in Washington and them out there?
Since his resignation from Congress in 1999, he's remained in the public eye as a political consultant, TV pundit. He's written nearly two dozen books, and for decades he's been the subject of scrutiny by countless magazines, newspapers, radio shows, and websites. And right now, his polls show that he is among the lead. In the candidates for the presidency. What do you think, JP?
I don't know how to express this, but there is a war going on, and there's the people who think the government is the answer to everything, and there's the people who believe in individual freedom. And the people who think the government is the answer, the statists, they come in both flavors, Democrat and Republican. So some of these Republicans who run on and try to pretend they're conservative while they're running are not. They think the government is the answer to everything, and that's Newt Gingrich.
Really,
he's a meddler, he's a believer in big government, and he is not the answer to our problems. I can't say it any clearer than
maybe
that.
Maybe he's another flavor. Maybe you don't have all the flavors. Maybe
can
it's
I
just
tell
not
you some things
flavors.
About him?
Yes, please do.
When there was an open congressional seat in New York last year, and the Republican establishment nominated a woman who was to the left of the Democrat candidate, and the Tea Party got upset and put their own candidate forward, Newt Gingrich went up there and endorsed Dede Scozemeyer, the Scoziavi or something, the Republican candidate. She did so poorly, the district disliked her so much that she didn't have a chance. So after Newt endorsed her, she quit the candidacy and endorsed the Democrats. So the Tea Party conservative lost by just a tiny fraction, thanks to Newt Gingrich. He's the one who made the TV ad with Nancy Pelosi about global warming. Come on, does that sound like a conservative? And he's the one who said when Ryan came out with the Republican budget plan this year that it was right-wing social engineering.
Yeah, I somewhat remember that.
Yeah.
Well, it does take some engineering to get through the budget.
And then there's one funny thing you might not know about him. Mm-hmm. Did you know his first wife, the one he divorced, mm-hmm. was his math teacher in high school?
Well, look at that.
Is that weird?
That young little whippersnapper.
I mean, she waited till he graduated, at least, to start dating him, or so they say.
Well, you know, in the actual debate that they had, they had some hard questions to ask him. They actually said that he was undisciplined in campaigning and fundraising. They said that you're $1 million in debt. How do you respond to people who say that your campaign has been a mess so far? And Gingrich responded, well, let me say, first of all, Chris, talking to Chris Wallace, he was, that I took seriously Bret Baier's injunction to put aside the talking points. I wish you would put aside the gotcha questions. And the crowd applauded. Mm-hmm. So you think this is some of his fancy footwork?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a good answer. I mean, I'm not saying that everything he says is wrong. He's very eloquent. And I like it when he's on Fox News. I think that's where he should stay.
Yeah.
I don't think I want him as president.
And then soon enough, he took another swipe. I'd love to see the rest of tonight's debate asking us about what we would do to lead an America whose president has failed to lead instead of playing Mickey Mouse games. The crowd applauded again. I think he wants to be seen as the grown-up now, the big thinker. What do you think?
I think he's a longtime congressional insider who then, after he was left office, became a lobbyist. He's exactly the kind of Washington insider we don't want.
Do you think he's got motive here? Like, does
he
have a motive?
Come on.
He probably has plenty of motives.
The scandal this week was he's a lobbying for Freddie Mac. And
One at a time. Okay. What'd you say?
He's been trying to defend himself for being a lobbyist for Freddie Mac. He's saying he's not actually a lobbyist because he doesn't visit Congress and try to persuade them to do anything, but he does it from a distance. Mm-hmm. He advised Freddie Mac. He told them what to do, how to get their money
stimulus
from Congress, yeah. how to yeah. sell themselves to Congress. That's lobbying. I don't care what he calls it.
So you believe if he gets in, he'd be more of the same?
He's a Washington insider. Do we want that again?
Well, I think he likes to think of himself as a Washington outsider.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
How can he be?
He does. He thinks of himself as that.
Did you hear the statement he made about Romney? He said, and it was quite eloquent, he said, if you want a person to manage Washington, I think Romney's a really good choice. But if you want someone to change Washington, I'm the best choice.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, he's leading the polls now. As the other flies drop off.
It's encouraging. That's what
encouraging.
He thinks will sell, that he thinks the Americans want to change, because I hope Americans do want to change.
Okay, so let's move on then to Herman Cain. Let's move on to Herman Cain.
I can't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm too angry about the way he's being treated.
No,
they keep calling him stupid, and he's always right.
No, he's very articulate. There's nothing stupid about that.
I know, but they say he was wrong about Libya. They've said that two different times now. He's got Libya wrong again. No, he was right.
He's still riding very high in the polls, tying with, in some cases, and outdistancing Mitt Romney. Amid allegations of sexual harassment, he is still in the lead, right there with him. Supporters are sticking by him. He still hasn't been able to break through one of the groups, and that's black voters. Why is that?
Your guess is as good as mine. We should have asked Glenda that when she was on the phone.
Why?
Why do black people vote for the Democrat Party no matter what? I mean, even when a guy's a crook like Charlie Rangel or that William Jefferson who had $100,000 in the freezer, they'll still go out and vote for this guy. Why?
Well, they voted for Obama. I don't see where they didn't vote for him. They absolutely did vote for him.
He's a Democrat.
Oh, so you're saying they always vote Democrat.
They always vote Democrat.
Well, not all of them, all the time,
not
always, forever.
90%.
Don't use those words, but they do, huh?
Yeah.
That high?
90-some percent, yeah. And that's why the Democrats are attacking Cain so viciously and making stuff up and inventing reasons to attack him. Because if they lose any fraction of that 95% of the black vote, then they don't win.
He's got four women charging him with sexual harassment now.
Yeah.
He still says simply didn't happen.
Okay, now we've had, remember I said last week, a voice analysis private investigator said he was telling the truth and the woman was lying. Now we've had a body language expert consults with the FBI say that from what he could see by the body language, Herman Cain is telling the truth, and this lilac woman is lying.
Well, there's not just one of them. Yeah. If it was just one woman.
There's two so far.
No, there's four.
Oh, no, we don't know the other one's name, so you can't count them.
Oh, I mean, they're just saying, oh, there's four more stepped up to the, just kind of like the Sandusky thing.
And from what we know about the second one, she's kind of sensitive about anything that happens in the workplace, like overly sensitive. So,
how do you think that's all going to turn out? Is it just going to be, who would put this one woman, Balick or whatever her name is, who would put her up to that?
Well, she lived in David Axelrod's department building. She's a part of the Chicago people. You know, all these things seem to,
Obama's people? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
Obama's people.
Because they're afraid to death of Herman Cain. Because he's exactly what Obama has been pretending to be.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Very, very well said.
He would. Can you imagine that? I don't think Obama would debate him. Because he knows how that would go.
Oh, I bet he would. He'd just laugh a lot. You just laugh a lot. While Kerman was saying,
Even Letterman asked him, when he was on the show last week, Letterman asked him the same thing. Of course, his answer was, no, I haven't harassed anybody. Herman Cain was on Letterman's show.
Yeah.
So. Why do Republicans go on these shows where they know?
Because they need to get the word out there. They know people are talking. They know they're talking behind their back. People are saying stuff. They try to set the record straight, but it doesn't always help.
If I was Herman Cain, I would have pointed Letterman right back at his own scandal. Remember when that staff member accused him of?
Yes.
Well, we all know about it. I mean, please, Letterman.
Like, David, should you really be asking me that question?
Yeah, really.
So moving on from Herman Cain, still in the top echelon, Texas Governor Rick Perry on Tuesday proposed a radical makeover for all three branches of the government among his ideas. And finally, he remembered what three they were.
He recommended
turning Congress into a part-time legislature, which would allow lawmakers to take other jobs and spend more time in their home districts.
Boy, I bet you Congress shuddered when they heard that.
Wow, that's going to change everything. He also proposed a constitutional amendment to end lifetime appointments for federal judges as a way of reining in activist judges who don't respect the Constitution.
I disagree with that.
In his view.
Yeah, I disagree with that, don't you?
Yes.
We want those guys to be an independent.
And they have to be.
If somebody's really not listening to or going by the law, then we have ways to get rid of them. We can impeach them.
But I wonder about that now, though. I mean, they have to be. I mean,
we have an impeached federal judge in the Congress. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
L.C. Hastings.
Yes, Hastings.
He was impeached and removed from the judgeship, and they elected him to Congress.
Because he'd serve better there.
Oh, my goodness.
His dishonesty would fit in.
He's a team player.
What is this saying?
Yeah, we want that guy.
In short, it sounded to me like Perry's vision for Washington was going to kind of follow the practices of many states, the part-time lawmakers and term-limited judges, where it's the norm there.
Yeah, you can tell that he comes from a state by saying that.
He made an additional proposal that some of his critics sniffing hypocrisy. He recommended the criminalization and incarceration of members of Congress who profit by making financial trades on information obtained through their official work. Pelosi, do you hear this?
Hey, I've got some information on that.
Okay.
Law professionals, they're all saying that when 60 Minutes did their report last week, Congress is exempt from insider laws.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what everybody thinks. But the law professors are now starting to chime in. And they're saying that they are not exempt. If you look at the law and the way it's written, somebody could prosecute Congress critters if they get rich on insider information.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, there's always
a way. So somebody needs to have the guts. Somebody in the U.S. Attorney's Office needs to have the guts.
I was just going to say, only attorneys would know all that.
Give us a call.
And start charging some of these Congress people.
Yeah.
Critters.
Well, I'll tell you, if Perry thinks members of Congress belong in jail, I wonder what he would think about elected officials who purchased 2,800 shares of stock after speaking with that company's CEO on the same day a giant investment group purchased 2.2 million of its shares.
Did he do that?
Yes, that's what they're saying now.
What a hypocrite. I didn't know anything about that, did you?
Yeah. No, I just read. I just found it out.
Hey, can we trust any of these guys?
This is the thing. We've just been talking about all of the candidates to run this country next year. Oh, my God.
Grief.
Bachman's looking better and better.
I know.
Better and better to me.
She's still on my list. You know, I've got four or five that I think would be decent on my list.
And I like her new
hairstyle.
One
of them never gets mentioned, and I keep thinking, well, he must have dropped out.
Huntsman?
No, Johnson, the governor of New Mexico, was running for the Republican nomination.
Johnson?
He was?
He is.
I keep thinking, I don't
hear a word about him. Is he even campaigning? So I go to his site, and he's still in the race.
He has no money, it's obvious.
He's got no money,
obviously. ain't got no money.
Huntsman, I keep wondering if he's dropped out, but he's still going.
I kind of like him. I don't know why. I guess he seems like a neighbor, you know. Mm-hmm. Seems like a couple of my neighbors is why I like him. And everybody else is so flashy.
It's odd. Isn't he a Mormon, too? So that's two
Mormons. Oh, God, no, that's it. I can't take any more. take any more of this. Who's it going to be?
We've never had a Mormon president, and now we've got two of them running for the Republican nomination.
Oh, well. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Congressional Super Committee. The Super Committee. But they've only got days to come up with this stuff.
They're not going to make it, are they?
We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're with Broadview. JP's here, and Amy's here, and I'm Jay Davis. Thanks for listening.
It's fun to wake up again. Don Geronimo is here weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10, on 1270 The Buzz.
Tune in to the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your first place to turn for everything automotive. Your money is your power, and we want you to start supporting only the highest quality businesses. We recognize what has been missing is a trusted source for this information, and you have one now. Each week, we introduce you to the finest local automotive businesses that we know of. This week, we'll be talking to Tom and Michelle O'Donnell with Preferred Auto Care, experts in Toyota, Honda, Subaru, and Lexus maintenance and repair. Tom Ranking from American Auto Air, specializing in automotive air conditioning, installation and repairs, and now complete automotive repair. Future host of the Car Buyer Advisor San Diego, Ed Cates, dedicated to connecting you with the industry's finest automotive products, services, and advice. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-861-7555. That's 1-800-861-7555. 1-800-861-7555.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And normally that last segment that we do is our Better Living segment, and we were going to have Rebecca come in from Total Wine. What a wonderful store that is. Oh, my gosh.
That is amazing.
Have you been out there, JP?
No,
Total Wine?
Is it?
Virginia Street.
Virginia Street, south by the bride store there.
You know, David's Bridal. Do you know where that is?
Across from.
No, I don't, Amy.
No. Across from Home Depot.
I have enough fingers on one hand to count the times.
Home Depot. Mm-hmm. There's a landmark you might know. Oh, no, you're not a handyman, are you, at all?
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm asking you, are you?
I know what a hammer is.
Okay, then you know where Home Depot is. Have you ever bought a hammer?
On Virginia Street by David's Bridal.
Yes, in that shopping center.
It's right by the bridal shop.
DSW Shoes. All girls
DSW
will
shoes.
Know that. DSW Shoes. That's what us girls
know.
So it's Total Wine. It's a huge store.
Not just wine, though.
No, not just wine. Beers from all over the world. Wines from all over the world. Australian.
Hard liquor?
Liquor from all over the world.
Now you're talking.
Everclear. Everclear. They even have Everclear in
there.
They do. What's Everclear?
That's a band, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a band now.
And but